This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe this is a dumb question, and I am not one of those people who would tell you there's no such thing as a stupid question. There's absolutely stupid questions asked all the time. Just spend some time on social media and you'll totally get it. So maybe this is a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Would you ever drive 105 miles per hour, take a cell phone video while you were doing it, and then publicly post it on your social media page? That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. Because I do not understand why anyone would do that. Especially if you are a public figure who has more than 8 followers. Why? Someone just explain. If you can give me a legit answer for that, does it make you cool? What I feel like all it does is draw the attention of the authorities who, like everyone else, can see that you are breaking multiple laws. It's like those thieves. You ever hear these stories are really funny if you Google them? There are thieves who decide they're going to take videos of themselves robbing a place, and then they post them on Facebook or other social media sites and wonder why they got caught. Well, duh. So yes, I do not understand the wisdom, but forget wisdom. Even if you take wisdom out of the equation, let's just assume wisdom wasn't part of this decision. What makes you think that's a good idea? Just, I need one reasonable, logical answer. What makes you think that's a good idea? Did you think nobody would notice your speedometer? Or did you think that if you posted the video quickly and then took it down, that nobody would see it? What you put on the internet lives in infamy. You know how I know? Because even after the video that Lamar Jackson posted of himself driving 105 miles per hour, even after that disappeared from his Instagram, I watched it. I found it. It was pretty easy. TMZ loves it. They don't care if you took it down. I mean, think about the number of laws he broke. And maybe he doesn't care because he's a 22-year-old quarterback who was the youngest ever to start an NFL playoff game. Maybe he doesn't care. However, I still don't understand why that is something you need to share with the world. So just one logical answer, and I'll let it go. If there's some 22-year-old out there who's ever posted a video of himself driving 105 miles per hour and not wearing a seatbelt, which, just as a side note, that seems really stupid, actually. Happened to be a straight portion of the road, but that's just flat out dumb.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber.
I can't. I've tried. I've racked my brain for an hour now. Because they give you street cred. Now I know I have none, so I can't possibly identify. But okay, Chris is in his 20s. Chris, do you think Lamar Jackson is cooler for having posted a video of himself driving 105 miles per hour while he's in the car?
I think he's stupider.
Well, that wasn't really the question, but okay.
No.
Did he earn any brownie points with you?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I might be young, but I can tell the difference between cool and dumb.
Just maybe there's somebody out there who was really impressed, though. You think? Maybe there's somebody out there who's like, hey, I want to be just like Lamar Jackson when I grow up.
I want to have his bank account. That's about it.
Well, you too can become an NFL quarterback. Apparently, you don't have to be that smart. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Man alive, I do not understand. It's one of those lessons that I guess you have to learn on your own, because how many athletes and public figures are going to post inappropriate, incriminating videos of themselves and think it's a good idea? Just, I don't get it. But if you do, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Wah, wah, wah. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Happy New Year again. I know we talked about this a ton on last night's show, but Wednesday, in fact, 10 hours ago on this Wednesday, the start of the NFL new year. Did it feel anticlimactic? Because I sometimes feel that way about the actual new year. When the day actually gets here, it feels like the buildup and the run-up and the hype, and of course New Year's Eve and the fireworks that we had on our show last night, all of those things make the actual first day of a new year more of a rest day and a recovery day. And it would have been nice to have the day off. I would have taken that. But we didn't. And so more moves were made, some that may have surprised you, some probably not. But it definitely was quiet compared to the time to tamper. It definitely wasn't the same frenzy for free agency. But we did have some more moving and shaking. And so we'll get to that here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Antonio Brown introduced in Oakland. He says that he wants to be more professional. That was his word, not mine. He says that he wants to be more professional. In fact, and I don't know if the two things are related, but if you saw the video or saw the photos, you know that he dyed his mustache back to its normal color, or he took off the fake mustache he was wearing. I'm not sure which one applies. Either way, his mustache was back to the same color as the rest of his hair. Maybe that was his step toward being a little more professional. But I don't know if that's the case. I just know he didn't have a gold mustache anymore. And for a while, he got me. He seemed very in tune, very, well, excited for sure, but mature in his comments. Until he decided it was a good idea to offer a parting shot to the Pittsburgh Steelers and their fans.
I know Steeler Nation is having a bad day today, but...
Oh,
you know, but it's always love. Encourage every kid who watched me work and were inspired by everything I've done. And I hope I continue to be a good example, continue to be a good role model.
I mean, there's so many things there that made my mouth drop open the first time I heard him say it. First of all, Steelers Nation is apparently having a bad day because he's getting introduced in Oakland. I kind of feel like that was the implication, right? Steelers Nation is having a bad day because I'm no longer there. Well, that's humble. It's great humility being modeled by Antonio Brown. But either way, to me, it was more of a parting shot than it was anything. I'm going to be more professional after I take this one last dig at Steelers fans, as if Steelers fans had anything to do with it, really. He's the one that wanted out of town. Although I think they were pretty happy to see him go, most of them, after the way these last few months have gone. And then I like how he throws in there, I'm going to be a role model, like I've always been. This must be one of those do as I say, not as I do things. I think that must be it. And then I have to be honest. When he talked about being accountable, I was also speechless.
I bring accountability. You know, I bring actions, you know, not what I say, what I do, you know, how I approach things, you know, holding guys accountable in the receiver room, you know, challenging guys. If we drop a ball, you know, we're going to have a pot, just super accountability.
Blink, blink, blink. Apparently his accountability only applies inside the receiver room or on the field. Now, maybe this fresh start and the $30 million guaranteed money will mean, in fact, he's ready to be all of these things that he talks about. But I will say, I'm slightly skeptical after the last couple months.
Just super accountability.
Mr. Big Chest. Did he call himself that? If he did, I missed it. Maybe that's part of being more professional. He talked about not going all crazy on social media anymore and his Facebook Live videos. But are we supposed to forget what just happened over the last couple months?
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
Because here's the thing. Just like I said about Lamar Jackson's video of himself driving 105 miles per hour. Well, those videos aren't going away either. I mean, I don't have Instagram and I don't follow Antonio Brown, but I'd be willing to bet they're still up on his account. All of this, you have to play by my rules. Don't call me without your unguarantees. All that stuff. Does that just disappear now because he's sitting in a suit next to John Gruden and Mike Mayock and he got his $30 million? I don't in any way believe he will not be a good receiver in Oakland because he's a great receiver. However, to say all of these things about being accountable, about being a role model, about wanting to be more professional, you'll forgive me if I need to see it before I believe it. Or maybe his definition of professional and his definition of accountability are different than mine.
You stay classy.
That could be a real possibility. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I mean, we know John Gruden is going to gush. That's what John Gruden does. So this was completely in character for him.
We won't have to adjust anything with this guy. And we didn't have to adjust much with Amari. But this is not about comparing receivers today. We want to continue to improve this football team. We don't want to have a good receiving core. I want to have the best receiving core in football. And I think to have the best, you got to have the best. And in my opinion, we acquired the best wide receiver in football. And let's get to work.
Again, I believe he can be a huge boost to Derek Carr, to that offense. I believe that he can be a major difference maker and a headache for the other AFC West teams who have to game plan for him twice a year. But I guess at this point, for me, it's just going to be about the football. Because the rest of the package, it doesn't jive with what he's saying. And I know I forget a lot of things, but it takes me a while. So it might take me a few years before I forget. I still haven't forgotten the Facebook Live video from inside the Steelers playoff locker room. It might take me a little longer to forget Mr. Big Chest and to forget you got to play by my rules and to forget all the ways in which he felt like he was slighted by the Steelers. But I guess he got to start somewhere, right? Derek Carr was throwing to Antonio Brown in a workout before his press conference. And Raiders.com actually posted a video of the two of them getting together. And they're all smiles, as you can imagine. I mean, Brown's thrilled about this relationship with Derek Carr, almost like Ben never existed.
I think he's hungry for success, hungry for turning the organization around, hungry to get on the winning side of things. And I'm just hungry for the same thing. So I think we stand for the same causes, God-fearing men, family-first type people. And we just want to be the best high craft.
Brown says his goal is to pass Jerry Rice as the NFL's all-time leading receiver. And if he and Derek Carr have the type of connection that he and Ben had and the type of production that he and Roethlisberger had in Pittsburgh, well, that's a possibility, depending on if he can stay healthy. He turns 31 this summer. But since 2014, he's had the most receiving yards, the most catches, and the most touchdowns, receiving touchdowns in the league. Will that pace continue in 2019 with the Oakland Raiders? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'm still waiting for someone to tell me if Lamar Jackson impressed you with his video or if you thought he was cooler that way. Did you know we had a poll up about the impact of Odell Beckham Jr. in Cleveland versus Le'Veon Bell in New York? And it was overwhelmingly in favor of OBJ, the impact he will make in Cleveland. I mean, 81% of you say he will have a much bigger impact on his new franchise than Bell will in New York, which I find interesting. Some of the other NFL news coming your way. We're just getting started. It is our fourth show of the work week. We're hurtling our way toward the weekend, tax weekend for me, actually. But at least there are fresh chocolate chip cookies in my kitchen. And it's a Star Wars weekend on TNT. A friend tipped me off. That's bad. I don't know how much of my taxes all get done sitting in front of the TV watching the Star Wars movies that I've seen, oh, I don't know, 40 times each. But, you know, I'm addicted. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
When Antonio Brown says he wants to be more professional, do you believe him? He certainly put up a good face at his press conference to introduce himself to Raider Nation, but also to deliver a parting shot to Steelers Nation. That was, unless you were completely listening with, you know, with half an ear, there was no way that you could miss that. You're having a really bad day, Steelers Nation. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I've heard from a lot of Steelers fans who believe that this was a welcome change, even if that means losing his talent. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Randy says Lamar Jackson is trying out for the new Fast and Furious movie with that video. Okay, so there's one logical explanation. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And then Chris just put up a poll on our social media pages about Antonio Brown and his press conference and whether or not it does anything to change your opinion. Whatever your opinion is of AB, he was definitely trying to put his best foot forward, his best face forward. That gold mustache that many of you didn't like, it was gone. So if that was your big beef with AB, well, did it change your opinion? So check out the poll on Twitter or on Facebook. 855-212-4227 is our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Kyler Murray had his pro day. Blake Bortles needs a new job. Also a big move by the Kansas City Chiefs, so we'll get to some more football. And game number 4 of the year between the Rockets and the Warriors. And of course, going into this one, the Rockets had won the first 3. This was in Houston. No Kevin Durant. How do you think that turned out? But let's talk to Brian first, who's in Pennsylvania. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Amy, my God, what a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, sir.
I listen to you every night. You're one of the greatest. Your knowledge of sports, I mean, everything is just, this is an honor.
I'll stop blowing smoke.
And that's not what I'm doing, but you're one of the greatest.
Thank you.
But anyway, about Antonio Brown, I'm going to miss him as a lifelong Steeler fan. Mm-hmm. I love the guy. I mean, just going back to playing the Saints last year, and there's a 4th and 15, and him and Ben have it right on. They knew what they were doing.
Right.
Here's the thing. Him and Carr, he thinks he's going to do great with them. Yeah, they're probably going to have some great games. But him and Ben, that was 9 years. 9 years. of having it right on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every day in practice, every day after practice, they have it right on. They know what they're doing. It's going to take a long time. He's not going to have what he had with Ben. And at this point in his career, it's probably never going to happen.
And it could be better. You never know. It could be better with Derek Carr.
Pardon me?
It could be better with Derek Carr. I don't think we know that yet.
Well, if it's better, my God, then he's going to blow away Jerry Rice. I mean, yeah. But anyway, Amy, I love listening to you, and I just wanted to hear your response on that. And yeah, it could be better, but yeah, God bless you, and thank you for your show.
Oh, I appreciate that, Brian. Thank you so much for your phone call. I think it will take some work. As Brian points out, it was a lot of years with Ben, years in which there wasn't the same friction and animosity that seemed to have developed. But I also believe that Brown is motivated, and no, not by the $30 million in guaranteed money. I think he's motivated to prove everyone wrong. He's definitely motivated to prove Steelers and Steelers fans wrong. So he's motivated to show that this wasn't about Ben, right? Like Larry Fitzgerald said to him, you don't know how good you've got it. Well, I'm pretty darn sure Antonio Brown would like to prove to everyone that it was more about him and his skills than it was about Ben Roethlisberger's, and that he can go to any team with any quarterback and make that offense instantly better. So I do think initially he'll be motivated. And of course, Carr is too, because Carr has been the subject of much criticism. He's been under a spotlight. He's been the subject of trade rumors. His team has stunk the last 2 years. Now, is it all his fault? Absolutely not. But is he motivated, feeling like he's got this incredible receiver now that he can work with and that can completely turn their offense around? Sure. So initially, if you've got two people who are highly motivated after the same goal, a chemistry will naturally develop if you work hard enough at it. So I expect them to have a good connection. But will it be like the production with Ben Roethlisberger? A lot of it depends on the offense and how they use both of these guys moving forward. Gerald is in Houston. Gerald, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
You had to mention the basketball game.
Oh, yeah, I'm teasing ahead.
And they really, Golden State kind of toyed with us. It was a close game, 106 to 104, I believe, but it wasn't as close as it appeared to be. I mean, they toyed with us.
Yeah, no, I watched.
They really did. And so it was just horrible. But the question I want to ask you is this. Why do athletes of today feel as though they're more privileged than the people who came before them? Does Antonio Brown realize this will be his 10th year in the league? He's getting older. And when you get older, all the things that you did in your youth is going to come back to haunt you. I hope he realizes
that. I wonder
if
Lamar Jackson realizes that.
Let me ask, do you recall the individual who was the number one draft pick of the draft by the Texans? And he was a defensive lineman. And they caught him going 120-some miles an hour. And they told him that you can't do that. You just can't do that. Especially when you have money involved in taking care of your needs and the team's needs. And Lamar Jackson has to really be careful. Now, you just can't do that. But the athletes of today, I believe, don't realize it's going to be NFL when they leave. And it's going to be NFL when all of us go. But the question is, do they actually believe that they're that good, that they can do the things they want to do and there's no repercussions from anyone?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a combination of things, Gerald. First of all, a lot of them are young men, not all of them. And I wouldn't say Antonio Brown is that. He's 30. He's not a young man. But that's a product of youth. Very often youth believe that they are invincible until something shakes their worldview and rattles their cage a bit. And maybe they lose someone close to them or something happens that they have no control over. You know, that's just kind of youth. But also, there is that same kind of idea with people who have a lot of money. And let's be honest, what he just got from the Raiders, a $30 million guaranteed, that's a lot of money. And he's got access to social media and he's got a platform. And so, yeah, there's definitely that type of idea. But no, I don't believe many young people ever think like what you're saying. They don't have as much perspective when it comes to before them, after them, how things might come back to bite them in the future.
And when it does, they're going to look at you and say, why do people dislike me so much? And you have to understand, young man, you have to clean up your act. Or if you do not, like Larry Fitzgerald said, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with what Larry said, and I think it's going to be fascinating. I also believe that Derek Carr can be a really good quarterback. We've seen Derek Carr, MVP caliber quarterback, and certainly this should help him and the offense to play better. So I'm anxious to see how this works out. Gerald, thank you so much for your perspective. I appreciate it. Have a good night. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. We've got our poll up about Antonio Brown and his press conference and what you saw and what you heard. I also want to ask, even as we've gotten the end of the free agency, because certainly there are more moves to be made, but the big splashes have been made. And so from whatever perspective you have, whatever team you root for, how would you grade your team? So send me a tweet, A-Law Radio. Send us put us a post on Facebook. We'll put a place up where you can do that. How would you grade your teams? Or I guess you can pick another team if you like. But how would you grade your team's offseason, their free agency to this point? And then our phone number, as I mentioned, 855-212-4227. Coming up, Warriors Rockets part 4. Maybe we'll get 7 more in the playoffs. Maybe we won't. But this one was without Kevin Durant. And then more of your calls. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Cousins will take it. Now reverse pivot. Drives in on Capella. Goes over the shoulder with a reverse. Just smooth. Warriors hit the century mark, and Cousins has tied his season high of 25, which happened in Philadelphia. Lob up top for Draymond, chased by Tucker, ball to Cousins. 4 to shoot, got to go with 3, with 2. Rocks into a jumper, it's knocked it down. Season high 27, Warriors 102, Rockets 89. Here comes Clay, spinning baseline, drop step, goes up off balance and scored. The patience of Clay Thompson. To wait and wait and not hurry it until he can get a good release. The Warriors lead by 10. Clay now with 30. Harden's free throw, no good. Slipped out by Tucker to the backcourt. Iguodala runs it down to Curry. Curry will throw it in the air. The ball game's over. The Warriors hang on. An exciting 106-104 win.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Golden State Warriors led 96% of the game against the Houston Rockets. This after Steph Curry called it a statement game. So previous to this game, of course, they had lost to the Phoenix Suns. And that was it was embarrassing. It was at home at Oracle. It was also the game after which Klay Thompson called out the fans inside Oracle and said, maybe you could bring the energy. I know it's not the playoffs, but we really need that. Now, he did tweet an apology for those comments, calling the fans of the Golden State Warriors the best in the business. But it seems like a good idea that the Warriors would now head out on the road. And this road trip, critical road trip for the Warriors, started with a game in Houston. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. No Kevin Durant, which makes the task even more daunting. However, the Warriors got a great game from DeMarcus Cousins and also a really strong game from Klay Thompson, who was 5 of 10 from beyond the arc. So 30 for him, 27 for Boogie, and they didn't get a particularly good shooting night against them. So the Rockets were not hitting on all cylinders. In fact, James Harden was 2 of 12. Do you guys remember Game 7s last year in the Eastern and Western Conference Finals? So bad. The two home teams were abysmal. pathetic. It was cringeworthy to watch the Celtics and the Rockets shoot from beyond the arc. And I know a lot of people point to the fact that Chris Paul wasn't available in that game seven in the Western Conference Finals, but I don't care. How many bricks can you throw up there from downtown? And that's the Rockets. Yes, they're playing better defense. Yes, they've got more of an inside presence. I mean, Clint Capella played 40 minutes in this game. But when they shoot 11 of 41 from beyond the arc, I can't help but just I make an awful face. Blech.
That's terrible.
And so the Warriors hold off what was a late rally. In fact, Golden State was up 11 with 5 minutes to go. And then they maybe got tight a little bit, a little conservative, and the Rockets made a run. Even more interesting than that, I mean, the Warriors, like I said, desperately needed this win. And Steph Curry, as well as everybody else, went into this saying that it was a really important game for them to make a statement. But I thought DeMarcus Cousins after the game was highly entertaining. So, as you know, he's been criticized for maybe being the reason why the Warriors are not playing well over the last month or so, which, whatever. I mean, sometimes I feel like it's the Warriors. They're just their own worst enemy. And when they're committed to defense, they play well. When they don't turn the ball over, they win. But we're always looking for something or someone to pinpoint. And DeMarcus Cousins has been one of the objects of ire. Now, is he completely comfortable coming off of the Achilles tear? Maybe not. Certainly when you're talking about an offense or just a team in general, a lineup on the court that's got as many stars as the Warriors do, and they have their roles. And then you try to insert a powerful player like DeMarcus Cousins, and of course it takes some adjustments, which is what Steve Kerr has said over and over. His teammates have defended him, and I think that it was a subdued Boogie, but it was still that same defiance that he gives us whenever you really kind of poke the bear.
I mean, it's cool, but we all been in this business long enough to know how it goes. And I've been around this team and know how things go around here. And you're always looking for something to make a story about. So, I mean, I could care less. I mean, I know y'all got to do y'all job and I got to do mine. So, you know, y'all looking for a story. It is what it is.
Y'all are looking for a story. It is what it is. Oh, and if that wasn't enough, he actually compares the media to his grandmother. This is my favorite part.
It's like, you know, my grandmother, when I was younger, she had this show she used to watch. I'm sure y'all heard of it, As the World Turns. And, you know, it was just, she called it her story. I got to watch my story. You know, I used to watch it with her, and, you know, every episode, it was something. That's what this has turned into, As the World Turns.
So good. Boogie Cousins comparing the media to his grandma. I can see the headlines now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. I wouldn't be completely opposed to another rematch in the postseason between those two teams. Rockets are playing their best basketball of the year, notwithstanding with tonight's loss. And Boogie changes things. I mean, he is a load, and that is a compliment. The man is a load. I don't know how you stop him when he gets a full head of steam, but also sometimes he looks like he's traveling and he's going to fall over. It's not pretty, but he does have the footwork that many big men do not, and he will drive at the hoop from the three-point line, and just there's no way to stop him. You just, it's like LeBron. You just have to get out of his way almost. Although he doesn't look as graceful as LeBron. Have you seen him do one of those like dive in from the arc? He turns one way, then he turns back the other way. He's got you on his rear end. He kind of tries to keep the defense on his rear end. And somehow he gets to the rack. And it's pretty impressive to watch, even though it is sometimes awkward. Jim is listening in San Diego. Jim, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Come on.
Yes, you are, sir.
Hi. I want to give you a quick shout-out. Thanks. I really appreciate your show. And I've got to admit, I called to talk about the Lamar Jackson thing, but I wanted to give you a shout-out and say I'm one of those guys that used to say women don't belong in sports commentary, but you do, and I learned a long time ago that women are much smarter than men. So you obviously do your homework, and I really appreciate that, and I appreciate your show.
Thank you, sir.
Regarding the Lamar Jackson thing, your question was, why would somebody do something so stupid? There's so many levels to that. I'm a public defender by trade. I'm a criminal defense attorney, so I meet and greet a lot of these people. For one thing, there's pure stupidity. There's another thing that's drugs and alcohol, which usually drives stupid acts like that.
Although there doesn't seem to be any evidence that he was, just so we don't add to the story.
I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm just saying that's one of the aspects. The other thing is a lot of the social aspects that people don't consider a lot of times, and that's growing up. Let's say you grow up in the projects and you have to learn how to be tough and fight your way just to get to school and back home. Maybe you go hungry a lot. Maybe you only have one parent, and maybe that parent is a drug addict or an alcoholic. You don't learn some of the things that maybe you and me learned growing up.
Actually, can I just interject there? I grew up with one parent and the other one is the drug addict. So that's a bit of a stereotype. But I understand what you're saying, that we're shaped by how we grow up. But I don't know that it defines us to the point where we can't rise above it. But I appreciate that, Jim. Thank you. My deal about Lamar Jackson is not so much to explain what it is that he was doing, but mostly did you think he was cool? Like because I don't think there's any explanation. It was a really bad decision, which he later apologized for on social media. Great. Awesome. But how about don't do it? And then you don't have to apologize for it. The idea that, I don't know, that you gain some type of credibility from driving 105 miles per hour with your cell phone running. I don't know. I'm just old, so I'm okay with not being cool. But I don't understand how, as a adult, which he is an adult, you can think about that decision and believe that the pros outweigh the cons. Or believe that no one's going to see it, or it's not going to turn out to be a huge deal. And that's why I just wish, and this is, I work in the world of sports, so it happens with athletes all the time. I wish they would learn from the dumb decision that the other athlete last week made, right? Like, you don't actually have to do it to learn the lesson. You could just learn from the guy who did it before you. But no. That's human nature, right? I mean, we very often have to make the mistake and make the poor decision and pay the consequences before we then learn a lesson that's ingrained in our brain. All right, so coming up next, let's see. Kyler Murray with his pro day, all 32 teams represented at Oklahoma on Wednesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.